welcome everyone to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Thursday, February 19, 2026. Thanks for joining us. That's right, us, Randy Taylor and myself. In case you didn't get the memo, in case you didn't hear earlier and during my announcements, even last week, Steve Whale will not be on tonight. Everything is fine. He's fine. It's just his choice and a scheduling issue. That's bottom line. So I just want to let everyone know tonight I'm going to be joined. In fact, right now I'm joined by Randy Taylor, of course. And this program tonight is the start. The start of a purge of data, of information, of submissions post 9/11 that we had provided to some material, most of the material that we had provided to various government organizations. Some of that was under George W. Bush. And then, of course, during his creation of the Department of Homeland Security to Tom Ridge. By the way, just full disclosure, I know Tom Ridge. He was a neighbor. I actually worked. He was before he became, before he headed DHS, he also was member of the House, but before that, he was with the district attorney's office. Okay, so I mean, this is going back a number of years. So I worked alongside of him on a couple of cases when he was at the DA's office, and I've worked with his brother, knew his mother, worked with his brother while his brother was working defense cases. Okay. So again, full disclosure, but I just want to set the stage for everyone, because tonight what you're going to see, and this is going to be more of a visual program than an audio program, although we're going to do our best to accommodate audio listeners with our descriptions of what we're going to be showing. Some of the things that we are going to show you tonight some of the things that we're going to be showing you tonight, it's only, I mean, a fraction of a percent of the things that we have submitted in the past to our government contacts. And again, follow me on this, please, because this is of critical importance. You have people out there, podcasters, broadcasters, people talking about the threats that we face here in America, the threats against people in Western Europe. We have listeners in Western Europe. Listeners in Australia, obviously. We have turned over, Randy Taylor and myself, we have turned over that information, threats to, well, Canada, any place not in America, but to the West. We were assigned a very specific desk. That's what they would call that department, a desk. To submit all of the non-domestic threats. Now, there's a reason we're doing this tonight, and there's also a connection to what is going on today. Again, if I don't explain this up front, the message might be lost. So I appreciate, Randy, I appreciate you're just kind of hanging in there with me for a second here, and let me finish this. Because yes, there are certain things that will, that aside from the images, the data, a lot of it was translated from Arabic to English. Some of the data, or some of the writings, that specific data, certain data was interestingly enough, uploaded from English or uploaded to an Arabic translator at that time. Now, this is post 9/11, post 9/11, but so it was that time period. It was from 02 to maybe 12, okay, when the Arabic language or the English language was uploaded and put through a translator, especially large batches of text documents. And then when we got them, the translations were obviously laughable, okay? Because when we had either a human translator or a mechanical translation done, it was obvious that the language of origin was English. And the reason I bring this up is because this is, we had seen a lot of information that was salted, or that was actually a creation of the intelligence community. And it was their attempts, plural, to, well, I don't know what the hell their intent was, okay? I don't even know what, I know what they attempted to do, but come on.
Their intent was for us to find it, report it, and then they could say it was actionable intelligence.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying?
Do better.
Because of the channel that we had to report it. Intelligence plants it. We pick it up, and then we report it to law enforcement.
Right.
So it was a kind of a weird circle there. But we had no idea this was going on. It wasn't until maybe midway through we started to, there's a few weird occurrences, you know, and then by the end, it was no.
Right.
No.
Right. Now, yeah, exactly. But that's an important distinction, though. I mean, so we will point those out. And in fact, if we even get to those, but go on.
And that span was mainly from early 2002, okay, right after 9/11, early 2002, right, up until about 2008, okay, late, yeah, 2007, yeah, was about when, no, this whole deal's gone, no, the whole deal's gone south, something right off the rails. And then in 2008, everything went haywire.
That this is true.
I don't know how else to describe it.
I think at that time, and I'll say, and I believe it to be truth now, it was the Wild West out there in those particular password protected forums, because you had no idea who. Our independent agency, and by the way, we received no money, no cash compensation for this. Now, on the other hand, I'm not going to speak for Randy Taylor, but our organization requested no cash, no compensation, and we certainly didn't receive it any, and nor did they volunteer it. Our expenses were not even covered, okay? It was all generated by your good graces, and we thank you for that. Now, this is not going to be a trip down memory lane, all right? Because that would be like us sitting around telling war stories. We don't have to do that. There's information here that is related, closely related to events that are happening today. For example, within the domestic, or domestically speaking, there are anarchist groups right now all throughout colleges, universities, NGOs, everything that we're seeing happening on the streets today has either a slight connection to, or is fully and totally a construct of the instructional documents that we have found, we have seen, and submitted to the federal government back then, that the templates, for example, about storming a federal building, ICE, acting against ICE. The tactics, the techniques are pretty much the same as today as they were in use against our troops overseas and planned for the anti-war, if you will, crowd here domestically. So everything that we're seeing on the streets is really a construct of the templates that were in place, uploaded and used as instruction manuals post 9/11. But those post 9/11 documents, the English documents, were actually created back in the 60s and 70s, at least the bulk of them for modern times, by the Democratic Socialists, the various subgroups operating in the U.S. I mention that because the indoctrination, the infectious, the mind, the way people's minds are falling into this anti-ICE, anti-Trump, anti-freedom, anti-constitution, pro whatever the hell they're bitching about today, can be traced right through this maze, this maze that goes back to the mid 20th century. Okay, so there is that. Now, a couple of other notes. We possess some pretty graphic stuff. You know, I was having my coffee. I was at my desk at 5:30 this morning, and I really, from there, I got here. I walked from my desk to the studio, and I haven't left. Okay,
and the other guy, ladies and gentlemen, he's been busy today.
Man,
busy, and putting files to where I could access them. I couldn't access them until Eric came on shift tonight. Eric had to save me, so. I haven't even seen what's been loaded in here yet, except 10, 15, 20 years ago, I saw them.
Yeah,
but I'll recognize them as they come up.
That's good. All right. So, but with respect to what we have, and we're going to show you at 5:30, my senses were assaulted, obviously, by some of the most graphic and the most hideous stuff. That's not going to happen. No, I'm not going to show it. I didn't even upload that or prep that for tonight. There's some bad stuff, okay, but listen, not the worst.
The other night, I mean, Doug showed a skull, and people got upset. So there's just no way that we're going to show you a beheading.
No.
Not, it's just you're sitting there listening to people's last breaths as they're heaving while somebody's sawing their head off.
Yeah, you go watch some Hollywood movie, or you know, or just go down to downtown Philadelphia or something, and you can see it. Or actually go to New York City. You know, go ahead.
Now for the morbid ones out there, those are for sale. No, we're just kidding. No, we saw the things that we saw. Now think about it. We were operating in a war zone, okay, by computer. These jihadists, they had laptops. They were, as fast as they were sawing somebody's head off, they were uploading it. They were slapping their logo on it. You know, whatever. There were basically six or seven Sunni groups operating under an umbrella. And the things that the reason they did it was for recruitment purposes, you know, and to let their people know. So we would go into these password protected forums that are in Arabic, better yet, not in English, not a word on there in English. And we would go in and communicate with these people, or better yet, just sit there and watch these people and listen to them and collect the data, which you're most effective is if they don't know you're there.
Exactly. And that's
the key.
Now, so apply that to today. And this is kind of important. I think it's important because we are seeing, and what people are doing today, like, for example, Nick Shirley and others, I applaud that. I think that's so necessary for that exposure to take place. However, if you're going after a criminal conviction, which, quite frankly, in today's judicial environment, I'm not even sure that's a thing anymore, except for the Patriots and then, you know, Christian conservatives, and of course, then, you know, made-up rules apply. But our, and again, critically important for everyone to understand, our mode of operation was infiltrate, listen, watch, engage little. In terms of online, okay, this is online now. So watch, document the living daylights out of everything, and then in some cases compile a report and submit it. In other cases, submit the raw data, depending on its urgency. All right.
So we had to determine the destination on the data.
Well, correct.
We were given privilege on that because I was dealing with. I know personally with probably 20 different departments within our government, military, law enforcement. There's more than one intelligence department in our
government. I got to tell you, I was looking at some of the submissions and you learn
as you go.
You have no idea how many little, sub agencies there are to these places. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah. And heaven forbid you share it with one department and you didn't share it with another.
Oh.
And they find out about it. Oh, man. Talk about it. I don't know if anybody's old enough to remember how much George Bush used to always holler about the departments have to work together. You guys have to work together, work together, work together. Because they were so isolated and compartmentalized, it made this job very difficult. And then sometimes we just said, you know what? We're telling the general public.
And we only told at that time. Now, if you were with us back then, we only told a very, very small percentage.
Yeah.
Now, I look at my position. I'm not going to speak for Randy Taylor. I look at my position, and I'm to the point right now where I'm just going to drop everything. But you know what? Let God sort out the ramifications.
Yeah.
But here's there's a reason for that. We have the receipts. We've always had the receipts. Whether it's was from Pizzagate to what was known as Pizzagate, Pettigate, the trafficking, or the Islamic infiltration. And by the way, they're not separate. The funding, the infrastructure is combined. Please understand us when we say this. It is absolutely connected.
They're just wearing different uniforms, man.
And so the pipelines for the financing, the pipelines for the strategic planning and everything, the people, the families, the organizations, they're the friggin' same.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the way they can cover more in the population by having all these different identities, because the population will reject some and accept others.
Correct.
This way they can cover and suck everybody in and be liked by everyone one way or another, if that makes sense. Please understand that. And that's what's happening today.
Now, also, with respect to, for example, Pizzagate, just kind of go off on a small tangent here. I have put up on the Rumble, on our Hagman Report Rumble channel, there and there only, I think today I tossed up through, I uploaded them a day or two ago, but I made them public today. I think there are three specific episodes that address the early onset of Pizzagate. All right. They're categorized now in a playlist. There is one playlist of legends and icons that includes our interview with Serpico, our interview with Joe Pistone, who's the real Donnie Brasco. And then the second playlist that I created was the origins of Pizzagate. And the people right now who are talking about it, but were not around 10 years ago, have lost a lot of important information. So what's up there now? Again, only three at the moment, but three very important episodes. I think one going back to right after the WikiLeaks release of the Podesta emails. Okay, so it explains in pretty, if you watch it or listen, watch, whatever, the details are in real time. It's really an investigative work product, an excellent, excellent documentation of the work product that is now known as Pizzagate, which is really part of the Epstein files and network. How is that? It's related, again, like a Venn diagram with simply two circles within the diagram overlapping, and then you've got that. In that overlap, you've got what's known as Pizzagate. But a third circle, again, overlapping, contains the satanic ritual abuse element of the trafficking. And that's also involved in that, as well as, okay, so you have to look at this as like a whole pie, as well as the why, for example, were the borders, you know, thrown open by the communist Biden regime. The reason, multiple reasons, people will say, well, it's because, you know, to voters, we need illegal voters, and we need, okay, yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. But think bigger, too. Not only were terrorists let in, and I mean terrorists, bad, bad people, okay, people that, you know, that we early on tracked as terrorists over there, now came in as recently as the, you know, first Biden, or as late, I should say, as the first Biden person to walk through Biden / Mayorkas / communist regime. But also, so you've got the terrorists, and then you've got the human traffickers. So the open doors is far beyond a voting mechanism. That's part of it, but it's far beyond that. And it is a full-on assault against everything we hold dear. So the same organizations that the same intelligence assets that were responsible for, that we identified back in the early days post 9/11, were responsible for everything that happened, from the Russiagate BS to the open borders to everything that you're seeing today. The moniker of fake news, saying, oh, they're fake news. The CIA operation of calling people a conspiracy individuals. So all of this, everything you're going to see, the reason I mention all of this is that everything you're going to see that we're going to present is all a byproduct or a direct result of the intelligence community. Now, I want to ask the chat, does that all make sense? So when we show you things from 15, 20 years ago, does that make sense why we are showing those now? Just a simple yes or no, okay? In the chat, Rumble chat, that is, by the way. Not that we're on shat anywhere else, I don't think, but just in Rumpelshat. So unless I'm missing something.
There's a few offices in D.C. we might be
on there. All right. Yeah. So deep stuff. Yeah. Look, this is not, again, this is not a rant, rave, look at this video, look at this, isn't that stupid, isn't that crazy? This, to me, is more of an investigative exercise. We're asking you to the conference table in this investigative room, all right, with the whiteboards and all the computers and everything. And we're asking you to take a seat, and we're going to say, okay, we're going to give you a briefing. This is where we're at. This is where we were. This is who's responsible, and this is where we're at today, and this is why we're at where we're at today. Take it, leave it, I don't care, because you know what? I'm not here to convince anybody, and I don't think Mr. Taylor is either.
It occurred. That's that.
And the last thing.
We can't
the timing.
We can't unring the bell.
Well, true.
And nor do we want to.
No. And we're going to be ringing some more bells. The reason.
Some of these will be a painful reminder for something. But listen, some folks, you may not even remember. I don't know how old our audience is. I know the majority of them are probably our age.
I think demographically, I think we're reaching the higher or the. Well, I don't think there are any teenagers here, okay?
So no, but on. It's funny, I look at my kid and I think, wow, you missed 9/11. You didn't see it. And I didn't fully realize this just accelerated assault on humanity until 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it's like it went into high gear.
And 9/11.
It's always been there.
Look, and here, let me just say this as well, all right? Because, please, I think a lot of people, they live to say the Jews are behind everything, all right? I have a problem with that, because the other night when I was sitting with my dog, I put on a movie called Conspiracy. It was from 2000 or 2001. It was pre 9/11, and it was about this meeting of Hitler's this group of German Nazis at this large estate, and the discussion was how to exterminate the Jewish population from the German. Or from the Reich that they were establishing. Pretty interesting movie. At least my dog thought so. Here's the problem with saying the Jewish people. It would be like saying the Christians, because we are seeing that develop right now. We are seeing this anti-Christian, this white Christian, hey, think of white Christian nationalists. We have become a target because we're white. We are Christian, Bible-believing Christians, and we prefer populism or nationalism over a globalist society. So, consequently, by focusing on that, we have become targets. The same is happening, in my view, with the Jews today. Now, I'm not talking, please, and this is the last time I'm going to say this. I'm not talking about Israel. I'm not talking about the Israeli government. I'm not talking about Mossad. I'm not talking about the politics. I'm not talking about any politics. I'm talking about, just as we're Bible-believing Christians, you've got Bible-believing Jews that are hardworking. They don't they're not involved in any crap. We're not involved in any crap. We live in our life, raising families, working our asses off. So to frame the conversation like against Jews is extremely, in my view, idiotic, and you are intellectually bankrupt, okay, because... period. Go on.
And any Jews that are doing the wrong thing will be dealt with. They'll be dealt with by God. Okay. God's chosen people. And even if you read your Bible, read the Old Testament, throughout the Old Testament, especially when they were in the wilderness, the Jews did the wrong thing, seriously wrong. Like when Moses was up collecting the Ten Commandments and he came down and his brother Aaron, and all, they had built a golden calf and were worshiping the golden calf. Many times through history, Israel went against God's will. And today, and I say Israel because Israel is spoken of in the Bible, can be against God's will. They will be dealt with by God.
Or in a more practical sense, maybe you and I, or maybe the earthly justice will prevail. Because, look, we know there's fingerprints of the globalist parts of the globalist Israeli empire on 9/11. Yeah. We get that 100%. Yeah. Okay.
Like there's imprints of people here in the United States that we consider Christians.
There you go.
Bingo. So, bingo. Yes,
exactly. So please, if you want to pick that fight, I'm not going to run from fights,
it really doesn't even belong in what we're presenting. There's no reason to even bring it up. To the listeners, Doug, qualify on that, and I'm behind Doug 110%. I stand shoulder to shoulder with him on that. And I have Jewish friends, so, John, I mean it. And I've told him, I'll die with you. You're God's chosen people.
Well.
So let's move on from that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got friends who are... I've got friends of all different flavors.
Yes.
Actually, I don't have any friends. Okay, but acquaintances.
Thanks, Doug.
Well, you know, I mean,
I'm gonna reach out and slap him.
Oh, man. Wait until they have scratch and sniff.
How many years of us putting up with each other's shit?
Oh, man. You know, I gotta tell you, folks, that guy is a piece of friggin' work. Okay, I was going through emails from 03, 04. You know, like 5 a.m, an email comes through. You awake? And I was like, oh shit.
We didn't sleep much during that whole thing, man. Oh my God.
So okay, all right, but no, seriously, he's a piece of work. Okay, so and so am I. Believe me, so am I. My wife even reminded me of that earlier today when she said, "You're going to eat?" And I thought, you know, no.
This guy, Doug, same way. He'd put the hours in. He'd get emails at the weirdest times.
Yeah, Steve Quayle, now, it used to be, he'd call me at 3 a.m. saying, "What are you doing?" You know,
it's
just...
it's okay. Yeah. I had to get up to answer the phone.
Just talking to you. Why? What's up? But you know what? Really, friends, and I mean that, friends can do that because he's my friend. Rand Taylor's my friend. So I mean, we can do that. Speaking of Steve Quayle, I'm going to make this announcement. Okay. In the hard drives, and of which I have too many, I did find the audio interviews of Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, the Petrus Romanus interviews when the Pope resigned. And I'll be putting those up in a separate Rumble playlist. And I'll also be creating MP3. Well, the MP3s are there, but I'm going to edit out the commercials because there was a terrestrial component to it, so we had to take certain breaks at certain times and commercials overlaid. So I'm going to clean those up when I have a minute. Yeah, and put those up. Very interesting stuff on those. So just a heads up. So HagmanPI.com, eventually, right now, Rumble for the playlists. And, okay, so... Tonight will be the first, and depending on your how you receive it and your comments on Rumble, okay, we'll decide if we're going to do a second. If there's no interest, not a problem. Not a problem. Because I'm at the point where we are not going to put up something, hey, 2 weeks, we're breaking news. We're going to break something, we're just going to dump what we got. Okay. And we're not in this for clicks. Okay.
And as far as the counterterrorism stuff, you're not going to see like Hagman show with Doug and I on it. Okay. Because we were under a different setup then. We were a website and we were posting things.
Yes.
Doug made several appearances on radio, international radio, on national and on local radio, whereas I really didn't.
Right. Somebody had to be the point person. For some reason, who the hell picked me? I don't know, because I can't talk worth a crap. I look like, boy, I'll tell you what.
It didn't behoove me at that time to be posting my face on the web either.
No. It
wouldn't have been too right.
Now, one thing I also found, I found pictures of our old surveillance van, and I didn't copy them to this particular drive that Eric has access to. And I got to say, okay, because... Now, the reason I brought that up is because there are two parts to what you're going to see tonight. There is the online, the surveillance online. Okay, online surveillance, infiltration, investigation of the enemy. Domestically, I'm talking about the terrorists here in the U.S. And I'm also talking about the anarchists, okay, which are here in the U.S. And I will say this, and Tim Walz and Flanagan, you can bite me. You know what? Please file suit against me, a defamation suit. But they have enabled and even enabled the financing of terrorists in this country. Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, more recently, AOC.
To the tune of billions.
Billions, tens, hundreds of billions.
You can, and lining their own pockets as well.
Oh, yeah. So at this point, what are you going to do? You're going to put me in jail for life? Joke's on you. All right. So yes.
And remember the other way around, a life sentence does. If you piss us off, doesn't mean a whole lot at this point.
Exactly. So I do. So all of that, all those disclosures. And again, it's going to be up to you. If you want more of this and if you want a seat at the investigative table. And again, part of that, folks, part of that is going back to look at and share the public uploads that, from 2016, 2017 of the Pizzagate stuff. That's kind of key.
A lot of this stuff's been forgotten. See, that's the important part here. We have a tendency as the audience here in the United States and in Canada and in the West to consume. And then when we get rid of it, we regurgitate it. We pass it through. It's gone.
Right.
And we forget it. And hopefully, we'll start stimulating that, start compiling the stuff in your brain and piss you off.
So you had mentioned something, Randy Hiller. Let's start this off right now. All right. Yes, you had mentioned something about the media being, being a point person for the media, which I was. Yeah. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen who are listening and watching this, the mainstream media, from MSNBC, or what is it, MS Now, to and including Fox News, are liars. Every single flipping media outlet, corporate media outlet, they lie. Or, if they're not outright lying to you, they will not allow anyone to tell the truth.
Which are lies of omission.
That's right.
which are equally as bad.
And folks, and Derek the Tech, I'm fixing right now on, if you go to that drive and go to US Media, okay? The folder of US Media. And you go to their A1, 2, 3, 4, and so on.
Yeah.
I'm fixing on showing that. Okay, so, but in the meantime, this is why I was, I had a conversation, brief conversation with someone who called during all of this and asked, why, you know, I saw you upload your, your interview about Pizzagate with Jones. Why aren't you on InfoWars anymore? Here's my decision at this point. I think a lot of Alex, I like him. I like his work. I like InfoWars. I like the platform. There are other media outlets I absolutely like, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I have decided I'm not the point person anymore. I'm not going to be that person anymore. I'm done. The only place I'm going to be talking is right here. I'm done. Okay. And I'll tell you, this does not include InfoWars, but other corporate media outlets. Let me show you the environment that was, but continues to be. Not just about, for example, the people who want to kill us, the Muslims who want to kill us, but the left. Okay? A1, if you can, Eric the Tech, put that up. I'm not sure if you even understood where I was pointing you to, my friend. There it is. So this is Fox News. Do I need to say anything about that? Is there? So the lower third. War on terror. War on terror. This is right after 9/11. Well, this is long enough after 9/11 where everyone should know the friggin' difference, right? The lower third says this. Is there a link between Islam and terrorism?
Terrorism. That's laughable.
Oh. No. And you can go to B and C or 2 and 3 and 4, whatever. At your leisure. Okay, you know that guy. You know him.
Oh, yeah. Known him for a lot of years.
That is Bruce Teft. And if you want to say a word or two about Bruce Teft, his background.
One of the greatest guys I ever met, 23 years in Central Intelligence Agency. Absolutely the most foremost expert on Islam that I've ever communicated with. Does not pull punches. He's been financially tortured for his knowledge and trying to teach people. He was actually at one point was advisor, like an advisory position with NYPD, and you know, was constantly emailing and keeping everybody apprised, and one of the NYPD officers sued him.
Think about that, folks. Go ahead.
Sued him. And for a lot of money, and hurt him financially, crippled him. He lost.
Well, why did that officer sue Mr. Teft? It was not over a sexual thing, right?
No, it was him talking about Islam,
right,
and the evils of Islam, and all Bruce did was tell the truth, and he got slammed. And I remember that. I remember I helped him with attorney fees. There was a time, ladies and gentlemen, that I had money. I had a company. I made good money. And whenever a friend was in trouble, whatever it was, I helped. You needed a credit card to take care of it, or you know, you need a check, whatever you needed, I'd take care of it for you.
And there was a time that Randy Taylor helped this cause and this company, this platform out. Go ahead.
Hey, without hesitation, if my buddy, if we were jammed up on fees, because Doug was paying for bandwidth on videos that we were putting up, you know, and man, I'll tell you what, you get a hell of a bill socked to you you know, after a couple of days of that. Because you gotta admit, we were the only website in the nation, in the world, that had,
as we said before, the biggest consumer and the company or the organization that cost me the most money was our own friggin' government. Was the CIA, was the NSA, was the FBI. Mm-hmm. They cost me the money.
Yep.
And there were months where I either pay the mortgage or pay the bandwidth.
Yep. And I'd love, and I'll be honest with you, my friend, he's under. I don't mean dead. He's under. Okay. And I just wait for him to resurface. And you know what? Whatever mission he's on, all he has to do is ask me, and I'm with him. I had no hesitation. With Bruce Duff and my friend there.
Well, but
know that. And that gentleman right there is responsible for me meeting my wife.
And that's, by the way, that's a wonderful story. But don't give, do not give away.
No.
Okay. Because that would put
cool story. And I know I won't. That's as much as you need to know about it.
So, but because of what happened to Mr. Teft, because of that environment, that man right there, the lawsuit, because of that antagonism, that occurred under the Bush, I believe, that it began under Bush, George W., that freak. It began under Tom Ridge. Hey, Tom, you own it. You can sign all the books you want to me. You own it. This is why we have a Muslim communist socialist or Muslim communist mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
All right. That's why.
So many good soldiers have gone down in this fight. So many patriots. And that right there, that gentleman right there, They took him down financially. I mean, to losing his home, everything. I'm not going to detail everything he lost. But by some Muslim slob. And I say slob because he could, and let me tell you this, he couldn't even find out who was suing him. I had
to. Sound familiar?
Yeah. I had to pull my strings. And NYPD intel and find out who was suing Bruce. And I did. And you know what the description was? Oh, yeah, we know. You look like an unmade bed. The slob Islam, Muslim piece of crap that was suing my friend.
Unmade bed comment.
Unmade bed.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. All right. So now, again,
pig's work.
Think deeper. Yeah. But folks, we're bringing you to this investigative table and giving you all this information. Okay. So go ahead to the next one. I'm having a hard time seeing what that is. Is there a link? Oh, okay. Same stuff. That picture was taken inside the New York City mosque. That might have been taken inside the Virginia mosque. It doesn't matter. It's on our soil. And go ahead to the next one. Yes. Now we're being educated on certain language contained in the Quran. I think Randy Taylor might be able to tell you that the translations offered by Fox News are not quite that.
No.
So the caption, lower third, Fox Facts. The word Quran is derived from the Arabic verb to read. Bullshit. Bullshit. But there you have it. Fox.
Flowers and puppy dogs.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
All right. Now, this again, we're looking at, I believe this might have been 05, rough-ish, at the latest 05, but right after 9/11, the wound of 9/11 was still open. All right. Is there a link between Islam and terrorism? And of course, the obligatory challenge by the brain dead Fox host there. And you can, is that the last one or is there one more? I can't remember. Didn't lie. It's kind of like Dirty Harry. Did I fire five or six? I can't remember. Okay. All right. So there's that. Okay. Now, allow me, if you don't mind, just to. So if you have anything to say, Randy Taylor, go ahead and take that time.
No,
now.
I will never forgive them for what they did to my friend, our friend. I'll never, never. They, just the slander and all that he went through, the pain, the financial pain, everything. And I was surprised that after everything he did for the government, and I think this government was sore at him because he had 23 years in and he left. And I mean, this guy was all over the world, mostly in the Islamic theater. I mean, when it came to Afghanistan, Bruce knew everything about it. When it came to Beirut, Lebanon, he knew everything about it. What he was really good at was putting people in touch with each other. Because once I met him, I became part of, and Doug became part of, a network that you couldn't even comprehend today. You just couldn't. All the umbrella. I knew people in any kind of department that had anything to do with law enforcement, intelligence, or the military in our government. And that's more than just 10. There's a lot of departments that you really don't even know about. They're there though. And we were mixed in with them because we had the main department we dealt with over here. But then if there was something really specific, I would say to the main department, look, I'm also sharing this with, boom, if it had something to do with the troops on the ground in Iraq, I was sending it to people on the front line.
Yes.
Okay. When soldiers were kidnapped and came up missing, I helped find them.
Actually, we had a commander in the Green Zone send us a map. It's in a vault off premise, but it's a map of the Green Zone. And Randy Taylor, his intelligence had saved, prevented an attack, if you remember, on a large encampment of our soldiers in Iraq. Randy Taylor was.
And we also traced down two soldiers that had been kidnapped and had their testicles cut off and put in their mouth and dragged for miles behind a vehicle. And I was able to look at the terrain and also watermarks inside of the building where part of the film took place. And I knew that it was in a swampy, flooded area because of the watermarks on the wall.
And I'll say this, this is what's missing today.
Little
Go ahead.
Silly things like that. And I was able to trace down where those bodies were.
It is so important for everyone, the investigators.
Yes. I was so intent. I didn't. And you had to know the country of Iraq to be able to do that. Intimately, you had to know it. I remember seeing a video of Zarqawi holding his baby son in the air that nobody ever saw.
I have those images or pictures. Yeah. I was going to upload them, but I didn't.
Right before he was killed.
Yeah.
Because put it this way, Jordanian intelligence takes the credit for all that, and that's cool. I don't care. They killed the bastard. That's all I care about. He's dead. You know, and it was very important that he was killed.
Now, okay, so bringing this back to...
Sorry.
That's fine. Uh-huh. Bringing this back to where we're at today. The environment, what led up to and immediately following 9/11 was planned. So all the talking points post 9/11 about how Islam is here to coexist with and assimilate with the Christian West is a bunch of bullshit. You and I know that. But what people don't realize is we warned, and or what should be known is that there were enough people to sound the alarm bells that that's not the case. We turned over documentation, and I'll show you the, if you go to, Eric, the main folder, you know, the PB folder, and you go down to the third one from the bottom, it has a number of, it begins with number of, it's the third one from the bottom in the main folder. And if you show that, if you don't mind, it's a, I think it's a GIF file. Yeah, it is. And what this is, the run-up to 9/11, post-World War II, but specifically beginning with in earnest, beginning with the Congress or the environment after, during Reagan's time, and especially during Clinton, and especially post 9/11, because of what you just saw, the number of mosques exploded. There is the graph. Okay, now that is not us saying that. That is the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is the go-to group for all things Muslim in the U.S. And they are also the unindicted co-conspirators in the Holy Land Foundation. Here's the bottom line. 90%, the vast majority, and I'm saying 90% of every Islamic center / mosque that is built, has been built, exists, and is being built using terrorist money, a combination of terrorist money and taxpayer money, and is an operational outpost for terrorist activities. And you know what else we found? Not so coincidentally. Surveillance of the higher level groups, not the signal groups, but the higher level groups during the Wisconsin, the Minnesota, or Minneapolis, you know, right after Pretty was shot and the other, the good woman, whatever. The supplies, many of the supplies for the riots, for the anti-ICE riots, and it continues to this day, were housed at and distributed from a mosque in Minneapolis. There it is. Yep. Take a look at the map. I'm not going to name it. Take a look at the map. Look at the mosque nearest that shooting. Hey, you're out and about, go there. And you may stumble across signage or some bricks or some, you know, whistles or whatever. And you know what else, in addition to these mosques? Guess who else has their funding fingerprints in there? That's right, Walls and Flanagan, and specifically to Minnesota. But this is happening in Texas with the Islamic centers in Texas, EPIC, you know, the city. This, they are full bore using the templates, plural, the same templates they use pre 9/11 and during and post 9/11 stuff we turned over. It was never acted upon or was quashed under Obama is being used right now to they're fixing on killing us. Go ahead. RT, I mean, comment if you'd like.
You're absolutely right. I don't have the moss. Listen, the moss aren't like, you know, people, when they think of moss, they try and compare it to churches they go to. Now, these are centers of evil. People aren't understanding. Get in, and the thing with Islam, get the religious aspect out of your head. Okay? It's a political system. Don't think they hide behind the guise of religion because it affords them a certain protection in most Western society, right? Freedom of religion. Oh, no, you protect religion. It's a religion. You have to respect that. No. It's a political system. It governs every aspect of their lives. Religion happens to be part of it. Okay? And the mosques are these centers. These are the operational centers of attacks. Okay?
And
anytime there's an attack and they catch the cell and they take it apart, there's always a mosque involved. Always. So this isn't by coincidence. This is because the problem with a lot of Islam is most people can't read Arabic. Okay? And the Quran is in Arabic. Right? So when they go to mosque, they have to depend on an imam to tell them what it says and what it means. So guess what? If the imam is corrupt, the message is corrupt. Do you get it?
Yep, that's
right. These guys are evil. So their followers automatically do what the imam says because that's what they're taught.
That's right.
And this is that simple. It is that simple. And these are where these imams that are already part of a larger terrorist entity, okay, they seek members in the congregation that they can manipulate. And they grab those guys, they manipulate them. Next thing you know, you have an operational cell and you have the Lackawanna Six.
Okay, good. Stop right there. And Eric the Tech, if you don't
Freeze.
Mind. Yeah. Assume the position. Assume the position. I found a great picture of a lady assuming that position against the wall, watching a wall-mounted TV of animal cops. Okay, it was so funny. Mixed in with all this, but anyway, Eric the Tech, there's a folder called Sobieski Street, and if you open that, and if you go to image, let's see here, 0364, it's maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, it'd be the fourth image or fourth file down. The mosques, as there it is, thank you. That is a surveillance photograph that we took, all right?
I remember.
So, understand this. Again, Randy Taylor, big time in online surveillance. Us, myself, not so much in that as it was in the street surveillance, but Randy Taylor would also cross over and we would do the surveillance, the actual surveillance, okay? And they were, so what you said was the operational commands, all right? So these mosques, and you might look at that and say, well, what big friggin' deal, okay? But at the time, understand, at the time, this was a big deal, okay? This is a communication system, a very sophisticated one inside the Sobieski Street Mosque in Buffalo, New York. It also happens to be where members of a terror cell in that area also met and planned operations. And guess what? There was overseas as well as domestic. Go ahead and comment on that.
And there were other things, other mosques, other locations, other areas of interest that we noticed wind up directly. They had a transmitter receiver system set up. And we thought about it, and we thought, you know, this is actually pretty smart on their part to get away with it. And we also noticed, this is right up by, where else did, we noticed the same type thing up by the border.
And we, Niagara Falls, yeah.
Yeah, and we thought, you know what? They're communicating directly with something right across the border.
Actually, Niagara Falls, I should be more specific. Niagara Falls, Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And They're always operating under the radar, so to speak. And Doug had these guys pinned down everywhere. I remember he would I would join up with him in person, and we'd go around and look at these different things, and which you had training camps, and this is in the U.S. right here, and nobody was doing a thing about it.
Correct.
Nobody would do a thing about it, and we just never understood it, and today we do understand it.
And now, Eric the Tech, the but the last image in that folder, if you go to that one, it should be image 0356. When you prepare a court case or a case for court, you need to provide evidence, establishment shots, and have metadata affixed to your location, or I mean, it needs to be like airtight, okay? Especially for like a terrorism trial or whatever it might be. So that, so we, look, we had the receipts. I mean, we had, just to show you that we're not BSing, okay? I mean, I was there. I took that photograph. I think, Randy, I think you were with me too. I can't remember.
Yes, we were. Yep.
But I remember taking that photograph. I just don't remember who was with me. And there, so don't tell me that, you know, we didn't get these images off of Google, okay, or whatever the flavor at the time was. No, this is our work product. Is that to say, yay us? No. No, it's just to say, look, there are people out there this is a different caliber of evidence that we're dealing with, okay? That's all. All right. Now, also, some images you may see a watermark or a copyright mark. I did that because, and Randy Taylor can tell you, some of our work products were republished as their own in JTTF and DHS documents, okay, as if they did it.
Yep. Yep.
Now, could they take it off? Sure.
But. I would. All right. Now, I'll give you an example. I would send things into Bruce, the guy we showed earlier. Bruce had a circulation network that you wouldn't believe, probably 30,000 people in that network all across the world. And that's no joke.
Yep.
I would send something into Bruce, and since my intelligence was always dead on, okay, or Doug's intelligence was dead on, Bruce would immediately put it out to all 30,000 people. Okay? And that was, we did that because the government was so slow. There's some things I would share with Bruce, and I'd say, look, this can't go any further, and he respected that. But a lot of the stuff I just send to him, he'd turn around, send it right out because it was important. And that's these people within our own email circuit, where your circulation would steal it, take it. I remember one specifically. It went out. And I did a story or a paper on the bombing in Germany. There was a train bombing there. And I did a write-up on it. And I even misspelled a word. But I already sent it when I was going back in my mind, and I thought, oh, man, I misspelled that word. And I did. The person that hijacked it, who worked for the state of New York, grabbed it, turned around, took my name off it, put their name on it, and sent it back out, even with the misspelled word. That's the kind of crap you dealt with. So I said,
lazy bastards couldn't even correct the.
Yeah. I remember. I said something to Bruce about that because I was still fairly new in the game. And he said, you know what? He goes, they're going to do that. And he goes, the important thing is that it got out there.
And that was it. He told me
that one time. People stole things afterward, and I used to just laugh and go, at least it's out there.
Okay. Which, and again, this is not about credit, like RT says. It's about really getting it right, doing it right, and getting it right. Okay.
Saving lives.
And saving lives. You're right. So the first image, if you can put that up, it's just the file name is Mosque. Okay. This appeared, and this was this image that you're about to see is the upper portion of the rooftop of the Sobieski Street Mosque. This was used as a PR tool for Muslims all across the United States, saying that we are going to build one of these just essentially on every street corner or every every city, something to the extent of, and I do have the Arabic, but I'm not going to show it. I'll just show this picture. It's in the folder. I'm sorry. It's in the folder, Sobieski Street. Let me see. Wait a minute. Or maybe not. Hang on. I know, Eric, I think you're probably digging for it. No, it's in the main folder, the main PB folder, and it's the Sob Mosque JPEG. All right. But this was used as a PR tool to show for all Muslims living in America and all Muslims coming to America that they were going to put these. This is going to appear on every street corner, and their first focus beyond Virginia was New York City.
And voila. And
guess what?
Like magic. Like a camel turd falling out of a camel's butt.
And we told, and I'll tell you what, again, this is not to say we told you so, but we told the people.
We told you so.
We told you so. And if this is not stopped, you think that the people in New York City who have a problem with people owning dogs, which really pisses me, believe me, right now, don't my dog, okay?
And he wants to tax these people that voted for him into oblivion.
The guy is a communist Muslim, and he's friggin' nuts. But you know what? You get what you get, okay? So they're getting it, but I'm going to tell you, Brooklyn people are saying, shit, I didn't sign up for this. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you friggin' did, okay? And there it is. We told you back post 9/11. We said, this is what they're saying, and you didn't listen. And then you got a bunch of these liberal-ass Karen freaks out there. Oh my gosh, you know. Oh yeah, but the open borders was part of this because they needed reinforcements. Do you understand? They needed reinforcements in this country. And the Biden regime, but Mayorkas, and oh, shall we talk about Brennan, the Muslim CIA operative Brennan. But yeah, where is Mayorkas? How come we don't hear anything about him?
Yeah, he just kind of went down he disappeared.
Yeah, but so Ellison and those people are responsible for everything you're seeing right now in terms of the leadership. Okay, so I know, look, we can do this quicker because there's a lot of stuff to get into. All right, so we'll do this one here.
Mayorkas is with George Tenet, wherever they're hiding out.
George.
The guy who knows too much.
Okay, so, Eric the Tech, if you would go to, let's see here. Now we're going to get to the meat of things. Oh, you know what? In the main folder, I speak about Attica all the time. Go ahead and put up the Attica JPEG. Surprise me or humor me on this. For some reason, I take sucky. Oh, no, I guess that isn't too bad of a picture. That's the front gate of Attica. I've gone into that place. I'll tell you what. Okay, you remember the Attica uprising in the 70s. Let me tell you what. There's still some markings from that in that building. I've interviewed inmates in Attica, and woof, but you know what's even more woof? It's the guards. Okay, just I because somebody had said, you were not. Yeah, I was. There it is. I took that photograph. I don't even know why. I think I was kind of just the look of it just had, I was interested in that. And I think it was back in the, what's the date on that? I think it was like in the '90s, although the date does not reflect the date on the file folder there, sir, does not reflect the actual, it was 06 when I was there. The last time I was there. Anyway. All right. So what? All right. Okay. So now if you go to in the same main folder, go to boy one. Yeah. Now, Randy Taylor, I don't know if you remember this. And folks, I don't know if you've seen this. If you have, okay. There's a video. These are stills from that video. To describe this, there is a vehicle on the left. There's a young boy. I don't know, how old do you think he is? 6'7", lying on the ground. His left arm outstretched near the tire of that vehicle. And he doesn't look like he's having a good time, the young boy. And then a man kneeling above him. This is as bad as we're going to show you in terms of things, okay? Because, again, you don't want to see what we saw. Number two, boy two. The man moves, boy two picture. So the man moves and braces the young boy's arm under the tire. Boy three. Think it hurts? For the audio listeners, there's a vehicle that's being driven over that boy's arm. And you can go to four. And then six. These are still images from a video. This is not in the United States, but this is what they want to. This is how they treat anyone who has any ideas of freedom.
Now, killing children, that definitely the way is a warning to the parents.
Yeah, it's true.
I told a story one time, and I know I'll say it because I know it and I saw it. The parents were basically revolting, not doing what they were supposed to do. And they were brought to a place to sit down at a table. And one of their children came out and he had been roasted. Sat on the table like a dinner plate. Roasted.
I got to tell you, after looking at everything this morning and this afternoon and right up to showtime, there's no effing way I could even look at another one of these videos, okay, between that you described, burning people alive, cutting the beheadings and all of that. There's just no way. And I'm not going to subject you guys to it. You know what? If you really... I mean, if you have a problem y'all didn't turn that stuff over, I don't care, then okay, fine. But that's as bad as you're going to get, because...
It was like watching faces of death every day.
Yeah.
It was just constant.
Yeah.
Constantly. When Al-Qaeda hijacked a bus of Yazidis, took them out, lined them up at the wall. It was almost like a gated type entry. Lined them up and murdered them. But murder was there and videos. Oh my God, I don't know how many videos of walking into marketplaces and exploding. You know what I mean? One guy walks in, the other one's filming it. And they do this because it was their trip to Allah, their trip to paradise. They think they're getting 72 virgins, you know?
Yeah.
This is the insanity of this political ideology called Islam.
And keep in the back of your mind that you've got Rashida Tlaib. You've got Ilhan Omar.
Yep.
You've got in Congress. You've got others in Congress who are Muslim swearing their allegiance on Quran, which according to Fox News, you saw it. Hey, yeah. You know, it means to read, right?
Keith Ellison.
You've got all of these people, and they just think back to that picture, just the series of pictures of the children, the child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, same folder. The parent folder, execution one. Okay. Put it up. You're not going to see anything bad here, but you're not going to see anything bloody. So if you got caught in Iraq and Iran, okay, this happens to be Iraq, you got caught talking with U.S. soldiers or being an informant, or even if they thought you were an informant. Now, this was taken. We had this. You had this. Taylor had this.
Which, unfortunately, if you just got picked up and released.
Right.
And never said a word, you were dead.
Now, if this made the news, then okay. But Taylor had this when it was resided on a server before it ever made the news. I don't even think this did, but go ahead to execution two. And we can stop there. Well, no, two and three. And there's what they're planning on doing with him, obviously hooded individuals, and three. That might be Iran.
That's Iran.
Okay, yeah. Again, we have so many. And, of course,
it's possibly the homosexuals.
I thought it was
hung from the crane. I'm not sure.
Maybe it was. Yeah. But we've got so many of these. These are from a film. Okay. A video that was posted.
And it's a lot of times those were compilations. Remember that?
Yes.
They put together their finest work and send it out.
And I should point this out. It was not Alabama, but it was Arkansas, the state servers in Arkansas, where that hosted a lot of the beheading videos.
On a state server, get that, people.
Yeah, correct. Yes.
You got to grasp that.
All right. So I know you think, oh, yes. Okay, shut up. I heard this before. But okay, understand.
You're hearing it again.
Right. And it's cannot be done without...
Until we get it right, you're going to hear it.
And think about this. Okay. At that time, when you've got large volumes of video sucking bandwidth from a state server, a state-owned server, you got to ask yourself, or you have to ask your IT guy, hey, what's going on? Yeah. Well, gee, who put these videos onto a state server? And these were being used for recruiting and propaganda, recruiting and promotional purposes. Yes,
time to investigate the IT department
and people within the state. Yes. All right. So there's that.
Saeed bin Muhammad is our host today.
and in the interest of time, crap. Yeah. Uh huh. All right. So
state server.
Okay. So go to Eric the Tech. Under the main folder, there's a subfolder, weapons and explosives, to give you a taste of what is out there and what Archangel now. What Randy Taylor found.
Archangel.
You want to tell that? Go ahead.
Let's
talk about Archangel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share something with you that's never been said on the air before. And if you were following us way back when, you heard of a guy named Archangel. Well, it turns out that Archangel and Randy Taylor are the same person. My Archangel. Yeah. That might not mean a whole lot to you, but boy, all around Washington, D.C., it meant a lot. Archangel is what I operated under for years. That was my name.
And he found a lot of things.
And I just told you something that has never been said on the air before, never been said publicly before.
And you had the five eyes trying to figure out who the hell Archangel was.
Yeah, not a clue. I was very well protected by the people in the government that I was working with.
And let me tell you what, the questions were relentless.
Well protected.
Yeah.
And that's no joke. I'm serious. When I had a nice check mark next to my name in the computer for law enforcement agency in the United States, and I was well protected.
Thankfully. Well, yeah. We'll qualify that.
Well, with the exception of one night, somebody got real close to me.
And yeah, I think, okay, but well, we're going to stick with, you'll see that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. So in the weapons and explosives folder, I had to be careful because, you know, so anyway, cell gun one. Cell gun one. This was, Randy, I think you found this along with the plans to create this. It looks like a cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. That's a friggin' gun, a .22 caliber gun.
Yeah.
Okay, before anyone knew about this, Randy Taylor put that in the hands of the FBI, the CIA, and other intel agencies. I'll just go ahead and go to cell 2, 3, 4, and so on.
And you can tell because then it would make its way back through and get circulated and we would see our own work. That was what was most amusing about this is we would put it in and then it made its channels through the government and all that. And then it would come out through distribution channels of inner circles that we were in and we would get our own work, of course, not with our name on it. Which, once again, we didn't care.
No.
It saved this right here, probably saved some state trooper's life on a highway in a dark night at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you go ahead and scroll through all of them.
You have to understand that. Or getting close, we also had an incident, and I got a thank you letter from Secret Service. They were planning on getting right next to Bush in a crowd.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This.
Now, that's something I forgot about for crying out loud. So you understand the volume of data we're dealing with, the volume of. So as I was going through this, I felt like I was. Remember that to the older crowd here or the younger ones that appreciate good TV. Remember I Love Lucy, the candy. Line they were working that candy line. Okay, I felt like that
good
today.
Description, and
man. It was back then. Yeah. It was what we were. It was
It was holding the ocean back with a broom, and it was like a faucet, and it wasn't just dripping, man. It was full blast. It was like a fire hose.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was coming in and you're like, man, we got to disseminate this, get it to the right people. Remember, we gave you examples of specifics. Sure, we turned it in to the FBI, but we also had to get this to Secret Service because we did not have time. We didn't know if 7 o'clock in the morning, the president was going to be, I don't know his schedule.
Yeah, he didn't check in with us.
You know, but they need to know this, that they plan on killing him. And this is the method. So, guys, guess what? You need to be looking for this phone.
And you may think, well, so that's an older cell phone. You can't do that with the cell phones today. Really? Well, okay. I get that. However,
tell them the story. Mossad.
Well, yeah, go on.
Mossad, killed with a cell phone in this manner. They handed a cell phone to one of their informants.
Mossad. So we said that, right?
This works. And as soon as the guy dialed and put it up to his head, it blew his head off. So don't tell me. And we knew about that at the time. So guess what? This now became super important because nobody's checking cell phones.
And you thought cell phones were just, you know, causes of brain tumors, right? Radiation.
Yeah, that's a hell of a brain tumor.
It's a 22 caliber hole.
Bear in mind, we knew how these people killed. And they were creative at killing. I mean creative at killing. And they would be handing it from one guy to another saying, okay, here, this is what you're going to do. Plan on using it, blah, blah, blah. Well, we happen to be in the middle and pick up the communication.
Yeah.
And that's what we thrived on. And lives were saved that way. I don't bitch about the $500,000 all this cost me.
No, of course not.
You don't think I could use that $500,000 today? Oh, my God, could I use that money today? But we added up my time, the equipment. That includes rent on buildings, everything. And I spent over $500,000 in defense of you, my countrymen, because I love my country and I love you.
And it is extending through today because we are tracking the cells of domestic terrorists today. I'm telling you right now, because they're out there. Not just Muslim terrorists, but domestic terrorists. The crowds that are sent out to the anti-IS crowds. Believe me, there will be a time, and everything that we have come across that is actionable has been submitted to Trump's FBI. Okay, I'm just telling you that, or Patel's FBI.
Mm-hmm. You don't think Antifa's working with these people? They're working with them.
Well. They're bending
together.
Over while these Muslims are giving it to them in the ass and handing them the templates, the instructions.
Yep.
So if you go to so the cell the first file, the cell dot, or wait a minute, working off that. Cell push. This is now a variation of this. I saw in an instruction manual for the Antifa groups in Wisconsin. Okay, but this happened to be taken in Iraq.
Yep.
All right. That was
became very common in Iraq.
Right. That's a cell phone detonator, which. What we're not showing are the instructions on how to build that.
Yeah.
All right.
You remember that that whole thing set up under the name of a cartoon character. Nemo. Remember the Nemo files?
Finding Nemo. Yeah. So, now another thing. That the current Antifa / anti-ICE / anarchists in this country, and especially in Wisconsin, have lifted from the files of the Muslim terrorists would be Eric the Tech, Jihad Kim diagram, JPEG. It's about six up from the top, two, four, six up from the top, or bottom. There it is. Now that, folks, is Randy Taylor. I don't know if you can see that. What that is using common ingredients along with things like a watch and some roofing nails and some.
Does that look familiar?
Yeah. There you go. Enough said.
It's that simple.
Not quite 100% identical, but you get the idea because that was a number of years ago, except that this now is in English, and a very close facsimile to this was sent to the feds, because you know what, there's plans, or people are planning in the middle in Wisconsin. That I know for sure, but those instructions are also available for California, for pretty much every city in the U.S. to put these outside of federal buildings and use them against ICE, use them against federal buildings. And now the feds knew this weeks ago. Well, this years ago, the current application weeks ago. Now you know it. Okay, there's that. So let me check in with the chat, RT. Bored yet? Not enough? Too much? Shut up, go away, what?
We put you to sleep, or are you awake?
Just give us some feedback. By the way, Michael Yon, absolutely incredible. Absolutely the real deal. Yeah, real deal. Michael Yon, 100%. All right. So let me just see what I can't remember because these files are stupid. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not so much domestically. If you go to the same folder, what would be H11, I think, or whatever that is. Can't even read it. that is a suicide vest.
Yeah.
Now again, oh okay. Well, gee, but what you're not seeing, and we're not going to post, are the instructions on how to build that.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, a 12-year-old could build it with the instructions. It's amazing.
It's stupid.
They're
amazing.
They're, I mean,
stupid.
Simple. Yeah, they're online jihad. We called it Jihad University. Their online university was incredible. The files were unbelievable, and it terrified you. It terrified you because your neighbor could build it.
If I can build it,
and they would teach, you how to do it with household chemicals.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
And if you couldn't get a hold of BBs, guess what? Nuts and bolts,
roofing nails, everything,
and nails. Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? For as much as they don't like dogs, excrement, in addition to everything else. Okay.
Yeah. Dogs were how they were doing IEDs, VB IEDs.
Yeah, which were
IEDs against vehicles. Yeah. Yeah, they would take a dog, kill it, stuff the IED up against the dog, set it on roadside.
Or inside the dog.
Yeah, but it was inside the dog, but they would then lay the dog roadside. And our guys would be driving out in their Hummers, and kaboom, there's a dead dog in Iraq. Big deal. But this is how they had no regard for human life.
Right.
None.
So if you want to go through the rest of the H files, or the numbered H, H and then the numbers one by one.
It's not the X files. It's the H files on Hagman Report.
There's a little more of that. Okay, yeah, next one. Okay, there you go. All right, so that is a briefcase. Now, you can see, as RT was saying, nuts, bolts, right? Nuts here. Those are nuts inside a briefcase. The next one will show you the briefcase.
Looks like an everyday briefcase.
That's right. And the next one is the payload.
Yeah.
Okay, now understand this. That's been modernized for today's phones. It's been simplified for the morons out there in the street, the street urchins who want to go against ICE and go against the people and, you know, think universities that hold events like TPUSA would. And so on and so on.
It's only become more sophisticated. And the thing is, it's harder to dismantle these things. We had their instructions on how to build this, so we would gather that. And then so we knew how to dismantle their bombs.
Well, but, we didn't dismount them. They didn't.
Yeah. But they became, and over time, you know, here 20 years later, they're far more sophisticated. Now it's an iPhone in there. It could be an app. There's no telling.
There you go.
But the principle is there, and this is what we were up against back then. And for just for this to show, if this was planted and left under a bench on a New York City subway, you know, it'd be like the Mumbai bombing in India, where they took the package and they put it up in the head rack. And the reason they put their package in the head rack is they wanted to make sure they were killed when it exploded. They were afraid if they put it on the bottom, it would just cripple people. So specific instructions were put the bomb in the head rack. Yeah, the Mumbai bombing.
Yeah.
And here's the screwed up part. We almost had that one figured out as to what was going to happen. Almost. Because we had detected a pattern of desktop backgrounds that were being used to issue orders to Al-Qaeda. It's just we were missing a piece. We knew an attack was coming, and we were always right within 7 days of major, major, major attacks.
And the videos, you talked about backgrounds. The videos, there was also when Zawahiri or Bin Laden would, we'd find Randy Taylor primarily, but when we'd find the videos of these individuals, sometimes they were sitting at a table with their rifle, their AK-47 behind them. Okay. I have the photographs and the transmissions. What was interesting is when you looked at the videos, Randy looked at the backgrounds, of course, but what we found out was we could tell messages were being sent by the positioning of
the rifle. The AK-47, yeah.
Yeah.
Standard issue AK-47 with a magazine in. Yep.
If it was facing one way, another way, yep. Tilted,
yep.
One way or the other way. Or
because yeah. They knew those videos would be seen. And bear in mind, now these guys are in hiding, so they were just smuggling the video out, and they wanted to make sure their people saw it. We were always missing one piece on those deals.
Sadly, but you know what? We did pretty damn good not being on the payroll and for yep. not really, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
and the government would always say this before one of the attacks. They would say, well, there's a lot of chatter, and and the thing was, there was no chatter. It got silent before the attacks. Chatter went flat.
So yeah, it did. All right, so we moving on here. Surveillance stills, main file, our main folder, then the subfolder, surveillance stills. We'll go through these real quick, just so people know. Or to give you an idea of what's going on, what was going on then and what's going on now. This is still going on. Surveillance stills folder, or file or folder, whatever you call that. The first file, we'll just go through them, each one. We'll just play file or picture or video or whatever, picture roulette here. Okay, so we'll just go start at the top and just go down and throw up a picture. There, okay. So, all right, what this is, what I can't read that date on there. Anyway, whatever date that was, what date was that? Oh, so March 28th of 2007. Actually, it happened to be Joe's birthday. Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so instead of going to his birthday party, I was undercover, as much as I could be undercover, right, because this white boy doesn't fit right. I laugh when people try to go undercover, you know, and
you got a mask.
Believe me, right? So I didn't fool anybody. However, I was able to, under the pretext of working for the city. Well, I can say it, the city. Inspecting certain things for the city, because this is a multifamily dwelling. I was able to get my way in there. I had the clipboard. I had certain identification. We won't get into it, but you get the idea, right? So I was able to get in there. And here is an operational headquarters in Binghamton, New York. And go ahead in the next picture. These are individuals in there. Okay, that was hanging on the wall. A lot of times that picture slash image will be on flags. That has a meaning to it. There's Arabic writing on the bottom, but you may often, or you may see various variations of that in the left-wing groups in Minneapolis.
That W is not for West Virginia. Okay,
yeah, it's not even a W, but you get that, right?
And okay. Doug walking into Islamic places, he's good. I was with him one day, and he grabs a hard hat out of the back of my vehicle, throws it on his head, and walks into the care office. Just walks in there and starts strolling around. I mean, this is how he adapts to his environment when he wants to investigate something. He's going to get in.
Yeah, well, you know what? And the thing is, you can never show fear, and you have to act like you own the place and you belong there. Okay, in the story, especially when there's a racial disparity, and you shouldn't be there. Right? Yeah. Well, why are you there? Well, it's official business.
What are you here for, white boy?
Yeah. Hey, you're Don. We're looking because the city sent for, you know, checking gas, the gas
fire marshal, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get the idea. So go ahead. The next image is that was on the wall. And I took those images through, if I remember correctly, those were through hidden cameras. I had a body worn camera, and back then you knew you were wearing a body worn camera. It did not like the technology of today, even in 07. Okay. you had a friggin' VCR strapped to your back, taped to your back. Okay. or I'm kidding, but you get the idea. It was uncomfortable. What is that? I don't even know. Go ahead. Next one. I don't even know what the hell that picture is. Okay. I guess that was a still from the same, because the FBI actually took the original video. I was going to offer it to him after I made copies, and they said, no, thanks. We'll make the copy. Yeah, that never happened. So, okay. So the next one. So there were plans being made by these individuals for certain actions. I'll just leave it there. Next one. Binghamton, New York. Again, more of the same. Individuals, and you'll notice that in this, the face is cut off and it's a little blurry. That's on purpose. Okay, next one. For this one. And just go through the next one until we come to, I think, is that it? Oh, okay. Yeah, there's more. Okay. That's, you notice there's no furniture in there. There's prayer rugs, no furniture. Yeah. Okay. Exciting, right? There's, is that a name? Well, so be it. It is what it is. I don't care anymore. Oh, yeah. And, you know, Wisconsin and other states talking about tax services, financial services, guess where they got that idea? Huh. What's that? That's a tax service company. They'll do your taxes. They'll handle your finances. And guess where a lot of money went to fund terrorist attacks? That's right. Mm-hmm. My ass was in there. Taylor's ass was, maybe not that one, but another one.
Wow.
It's happening today.
Yeah.
Because Flanagan is wearing a friggin' hijab or whatever that thing is. And Walz has got a thing for Islam along with communist China. So, you know, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellison's a Muslim. And Brennan's a friggin' Muslim. And Barack Hussein Obama is all Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Gay. Yep. Muslim.
Yep. And this has been going on. This isn't just since 9/11. This has been going on for a long time. Stephen Emerson put out a nice video about terrorists among us.
And you know what?
We have a copy of that.
Yeah.
And I've met Steve and had lunch with him and all. Let me tell you what. this guy, he was Paul Revere before the first World Trade Center bombing, and nobody is listening to him. Tons. If you ever get your hands on that video, that's a video to watch. I wish we had the time on air to play that stinking video, because I'll tell you what.
We're going to next time.
That would be cool, because he is undercover in this mosque, him and his operatives. And this is before Islam even realized they were being investigated. And they talk openly about killing Americans.
But okay, exactly. But now
this
on
is
this,
no, this
I just
is no joke.
I just want to make sure people understand the social media lit up with, oh my gosh, all this money going to all these terrorist organizations, these hawalas and the fronts. These are fronts for money laundering. No crap. We gave them evidence, not just the picture of a friggin' sign.
You're late.
We gave them evidence.
Yeah, you're late. We gave this to you. This should have been prosecuted.
20 years ago.
Yeah, this should have been prosecuted, investigated, and shut down decades ago, literally.
Yeah. So, again, those are just selective stills from hours upon hours upon hours upon hours of surveillance video. But we told you, and guess what? It not only didn't stop, it is expanded today with the likes of Ellison and Walls and Flanagan. And when they sit there and say, well, they're full of shit. They're liars and they're full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Keith Ellison needs to be doing time.
I'll tell you what, there are more than once that you and I both almost got our asses shot off doing this.
And remember, he's the AG. Attorney General.
Yeah.
Okay, so he decides who's going to get prosecuted and who isn't. And guess who's not being prosecuted when it comes across his desk? Yeah.
And guess who's not prosecuting on a federal level yet?
Thank you. And him and Walls, they're all in it together. And you think all this, that it's just coincidence that all these Somali supposed daycares just are popped up, all Somalis? Yeah. Somalis have been part of the jihad, okay, forever.
Yep.
Okay? They are our enemy. These people are wrong. Go, Somalis are peaceful people. Kiss my ass. You're wrong. You're lying. I know these people. These are the same people that dragged our pilots out and jumped up and down on their dead bodies. Yeah, in Mogadishu. If we kill an enemy soldier, we don't torture them on display. We don't torture them and bounce around on their body and disrespect the dead.
No.
These people are animals. Animals.
No. Again, because of time, same parent folder, subfolder, Archangel. If you, Randy Taylor mentioned about,
I saw a picture in there earlier when I was glancing through it. We talked about before.
Right. Now, see, you've all seen pictures of my vehicle being consumed by flames and smoke and fire, right? And you saw. But there's more to the story. Randy Taylor's vehicle also suffered a very similar outcome. I don't know. Maybe his was first, mine was second, or I don't know. But they were really close together.
Right around the same time, too. That was the spooky part.
Yeah. And gee whiz, what? But anyway, that would be Randy JPEG. And then
you get
one and two.
Yeah, that was a message.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a message.
So, I mean, thankfully, neither one of us were hurt or in the vehicles at the time.
Thankfully, I parked closer to the house.
Go. Yeah.
Thankfully, I hadn't parked closer to the house because that would have ignited the house.
You know, and thinking about it, rather than show the second picture, unless you want it shown.
Yeah, because show it.
Okay. Okay. There it is.
The engine block burnt into the concrete.
Yeah. Of course, that what was that? That was just a wiring defect.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole thing. I remember that. I talked to Ford about that, and they were like, oh, well, that's because of the, I don't know if you guys remember the cruise control.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Cruise control was on the left side of the vehicle. This was ignited, and with the arson investigator, it was very well established that someone had come in from the right. And remember I said there was an area where you could get close to my house and wouldn't be picked up on camera? That's the way they would have had to come in.
Yeah.
And how did they know that? How did they know that? Only the feds kind of knew, and they didn't even know the exact camera layout. But it was weird. But they burnt that thing into the ground, into the concrete. When I had the vehicle removed, we couldn't get the aluminum out of the concrete. Seriously, I mean, it was melted into the concrete. It was man.
You know, it was a little hot. The fire was a little hot.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you want, okay. So,
and that same night, a vehicle just like that across the city was also torched and burnt. It struck a chord with the local news because they came out and interviewed me.
Yeah. And, you know, about that, you got to be careful too. Given that, so what you might hear, not necessarily what sometimes you have to massage the explanation a little bit. Okay, so anyway, if you go to the same folder. Seafone detonate bomb Archangel 33 PP, which I turned into a PDF. For some reason, too, when I converted this, my name is at the top in English, which that's an artifact in conversion. I don't know. I don't know. But that document there served a very specific purpose, and it's also serving a purpose today in English, and it's also, again, same thing being used by the anarchists, by the people who are pushing the anarchy. Okay, if you, since no one here probably reads Arabic, or if you do, have at it, but if you want to scroll down to the images,
if you do, we sure could have used you 20 years ago.
Yeah, where the hell were you? So this is an instruction manual how to build a specific detonator bomb. Mm-hmm. The materials to be, you can see some of the English words. Okay. Now, this has been updated, and it exists, well, not anymore, but it did exist on the servers that were being accessed by the people giving ICE, or the anti-ICE individuals, instructions by way of Signal. Okay, so in other words, Signal was the, in Minneapolis was the method of their communication, but the forums were the instructional manuals. This, a variation of this was found, and then of course, after it was sent to the appropriate FBI authorities, it was no longer to be found. But so this is the Arabic version that existed 20 years ago. Is that just a coincidence? And you can scroll, Eric the Techie, and just scroll down through, and, you know, I don't know, make it interesting for the people watching, but it gets very detailed.
And look at these pages. We used to have to go through this pages and pages and pages and pages and pages. Because in a forum entry, we went to the index page. I mean, there's 60, 70, 80, 100 entries since yesterday. Okay? And